the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News Time is 8:25. Newsmaker 2 here today, and we're pleased to have with us here Angela and Michael Nunley, who have been watching their son James fight through leukemia once. Now, unfortunately, they're having to do it again. So we're very grateful for the Nunleys spending some time with us here this morning for the update.
All right. Angela, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
Well, thanks for I can't imagine, how tough this is. Your young son, James, as Chuck alluded to, battling childhood leukemia. Now for the second time, Angela, when did this second session, when did this pop up?
So we noticed late August that he just started having a lot less energy. At first, we thought maybe he started his first tackle football season. So we thought, the adjustment to going from flag football to tackle football and starting school, just maybe a little more extra fatigue and lack of appetite because of heat. And then he started developing pretty severe headaches, and which is pretty abnormal for him. And so just watching him slowly decline. And, the first time he was diagnosed, it was all, took him to the doctor, all because he fell asleep during the Chiefs game. And kind of the same thing happened this time. He stopped being able to stay awake to watch football on TV, and he couldn't, he loves going to school, loves going to practice, and just started not having the energy to do so. And like I said, falling asleep while watching football. And so we knew as his parents just that something was going on. And so, worked with, local doctors first. We tried some other stuff and he just wasn't, getting better. And so we decided to take him up on to Children's Mercy, and, they thought he had, other issues, and so we tried other things, and then unfortunately he started to lose his vision in early September, which then made big cause, and we took him back to Children's Mercy. They thought he was suffering from 6th cranial nerve damage, which he is, but unfortunately with the results of the MRI and then a spinal tap, they had found that he had 99% cancer blast in his spinal fluid. And then the diagnosis was a relapse of B-cell leukemia.
Michael, before we start talking about kind of what's going through your brain as you're kind of starting off your latest journey with James, how did your prior experience with leukemia kind of prompt you into action this time around? Because it sounds like, as Angela laid out here, a lot of the same symptoms were starting to evidence themselves here.
I think it's different, a little bit different, but with having a kid that already went through it once, our senses are already heightened. It's always something in the back of our mind that we're worried about, making sure that that never happens. But symptoms were kind of the same, but a little bit different this time with where the leukemia was and the headaches this time. But unfortunately, it's just something that's always in the back of our mind. And we were told that we probably caught it earlier this time, but, started having problems with our eyesight. Most people would go to the eye doctor and just other stuff like that. But we knew something was wrong, and we didn't stop until we got answers. And unfortunately, it was the answer that none of us were looking for. So,
yeah, indeed. I can't imagine receiving that kind of news. How old is James now, Michael?
10 years old.
10 years old. How old was he, Angela, when he was first diagnosed?
He was 6.
Okay.
How long did it take, for those who don't know, how long did it take to get James into remission last time? And at least now that you know what you're dealing with, are the treatments going to be the same as they were?
So we found out, December 8th of 2020 is when his original diagnosis date. And then he completed treatment April 20th of 2023. And so he's actually been off treatment for about 17 months since his last chemo, which for patients who have leukemia, that can actually be considered a late relapse because kids with leukemia can actually relapse while still in active treatment. So that is beneficial to us. But yeah, unfortunately, they did let us know that because of where it is and the extent of it, even though we're really lucky to catch it as early as we did, he will go through 24 to 26 months of chemo and radiation treatment time. Yeah, so another full 2 years. So it's definitely a little different this time just because for him, he knows what he's 10 and you can understand things a lot better. And also that he knows what to expect this time because he's been through it once. And so that definitely is tough. And of course it's really hard when you were really excited for your first tackle football season and you can't do that this year, but the doctors already told him that don't count out next year yet though. So I think he's already looking forward to that.
So the prognosis is positive then, Angela?
Yes, it is. We are very lucky to have Children's Mercy so close to us, and have some of the best doctors, working with James, but right now it looks good. It is in his bone marrow, but at a very small percent. And their goal is that hopefully through these first couple months to actually see the cancer blast completely disappear. But still, it will still take the full at least 2 years of treatment to make sure it stays away.
Well, if you're Hornet sports fans, you know what a big sports family this is, and Angela and her kids, and you saw James at countless Emporia State basketball games and football games.
Yep.
and playing around, and just obviously huge sports fans, and this has got to be, as Angela mentioned, tough on James to have to kind of be on the sidelines. So how is he taking things, Angela?
We're pretty dang proud of him. He is, of course, he's disappointed and frustrated like any kid would be in this situation, but his mindset is good. I love that. I mean, we got home from the hospital and his first thing was, I need to go to school. I need to see my friends. I need to do stuff. When he's up to it, we spend a little few hours at school each day, or he goes to his practices and just sits there. One of his coaches got him a whistle, which he feels pretty darn proud of. He's making sure he's getting in, making sure his teammates still stay in shape for their season. But, for any kid who's been through it, and it's not easy. And then when you're a 10-year-old boy, it's really not that loves sports, and your vision's compromised, and you can't see it the way you want to. It's definitely hard on your mind, and he is the best big brother any siblings could ask for, and so he's still trying to keep them in line as much as he can, and so it's definitely tough, but he understands that he wants to win this fight again, and he's willing to do whatever it takes.
Michael, I'm going to ask you then kind of how you and Angela are doing, and kind of talk a little bit about your support group. And
Team James.
Yeah, talk about that and how you guys are getting through, watching this and going through the fight right alongside your son.
Just honestly taken day by day, just overwhelmed by the amount of support that we've gotten through all this. Don't realize how loved he is, how blessed we are, just the amount of people that reach out every day.
Yeah,
we told the hospital staff with how much happened from the day we told people that he had relapsed, that we told if our school district, both Hartford and Opie, in our community was in charge of the cure for cancer, it would have been done in the first 4 hours because that's just how fast they work.
Yeah, residing in Olpe, you know, Michael is a firefighter here in Emporia and a first responder. And Angela, for years, has been the cheer coach up at Emporia State University. And Team James, the fundraising continues, and the support has been great. And obviously, it's had a very positive effect. And we wish you nothing but the best here. And if there's anything you ever need, please let us know, and we'll do whatever we can here to help you out. And our thoughts are with you and James and the entire family, Angela.
We appreciate it very much. We feel very, very lucky to be where we're at.
Well, we appreciate your time here this morning, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, the Nunleys joining us, Angela and Michael, their son James, 10 years old. And battling childhood leukemia for the second time, Chuck.
Yeah, an unfortunate situation, but Nunleys are hopeful and looking forward to reporting on James possibly getting some football time, but it has to wait until next year the way it sounds. So we'll definitely keep you posted on Team James and James Nunley's situation here as he continues the fight. And also want to let you know here, too, that as we look ahead here for this morning, we got a Newsmaker 3 in just a little bit. We talk about the cut with Tech College Events and Outreach Coordinator Stephanie Anderson.
Yeah. And our Newsmaker 2, Chuck, brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. In fact, we're texting Pete today, P-E-T-E, to the KVOE Bluestem text line, a $15 Jay's carryout gift certificate. And we'll have that winner announced tomorrow morning, so text Pete 2620-342-5863. 836, now the headlines from ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz standing side by side in their first and probably only showdown. They discussed immigration, the economy, the